Are you suggesting that we are scavengers or bandits?
Back suit is nauseous.
Why is it fuzzy? Over.
Gun's still out, so I can't give it out anymore.
And welcome back to the Galactic Nomads Traveler Podcast. After their jump drive failed, the crew of the Doghouse had found a spaceship tug dead in space towing an asteroid monitor. They found one surviving crew member of the tug, Lawrence V, who happened to be an old friend of Yasviz Tinkerfitz. Lawrence and his now dead crewmates fought off a pirate attack, but the pirates vowed to return with reinforcements. In need of the tug's jump drive, the crew of the Doghouse quickly got to work repairing the tug and preparing their defenses. When we left off, the pirates had just returned. Remember, if you enjoy our adventures, or even if you don't, there may be plenty of fun for you at our Patreon, patreon.com/galacticnomads. As always, Nomads is spelled with a G. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can find us on iTunes. You can drop us a review on any of those places. Make other comments, suggestions. Just talk about Traveler or other science fiction, fantasy, nonfiction, Nicholas Spark romances, whatever's on your mind. Now, who will survive to be in the next episode? Let's find out.
What armaments do those light fighters have?
Single pulse lasers.
All right, so they're outgunning me because there's two of them instead of my one. What about the slowboat?
Typically not armed, but can be armed.
Could be. I'd be able to figure that out when I get to see it, right?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a turret right there.
Yeah, when those lasers start coming at you.
And the free traders, they have like one gun.
Yeah. Free traders are often armed because...
they have to defend themselves.
Yeah. Unlike the only... So light fighters do not have jump drives. Slowboat does not have a jump drive. Free trader probably has a jump drive. They were just probably, but didn't jump there because
they're going with everybody else.
All
right.
Yeah.
Well, I hit the intercom button. Hey, everyone. We have two light fighters inbound. 20 minutes. Right behind them is a slow boat and a free trader. Maybe 50 people. Yeah. Hey, Larry, how many friends does your ex-girlfriend have?
Well, I don't know. She told me her crew running days were done, but her gang back home had a few hundred people in it. But out here, pirating, I don't know.
How much longer until that hole's patched?
The hole? About 2 hours. I think the two of them get, but we can start flying right now. So 2 hours if two people are working on it. I almost got this arm in place. It'll be another 5 minutes for that. I can at least fly us out of here while they're working.
Can we outrun those fighters?
Yeah, we're not running any fires.
How long is it going to take for that J-Drive to spin up?
About 10 minutes.
Can we outrun them into the J-Drive? Yeah. Or would they just J-Drive? They can't J-Drive. It's only the free trader.
Well, we got to get the hole patched first.
Shit. So us moving. Okay, I think I have a plan. There's two fighters that are going to get here first. If we start moving, they're just going to blow us out of the sky. Unless that tug's got some special weaponry or we can spin up these guns, all we got is element of surprise. How much longer is it going to take for the slowboat to get here?
Another hour.
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't know if I can dogfight. I've never done it before. So I don't know if I can shoot those fighters, but I could try.
You're gonna have to try, Drix.
God, this isn't a plan at all. Okay, I'll be back. Trek freaks out for a little bit.
Well, you could just come on board. It's not like the light fighters are going to blow up an asteroid.
They could blow up a tug.
They need to... Maybe they don't need it. No, they do need the tug because the engines don't work on this thing.
Okay, let me know when you're done.
Okay, you just keep flying around? And you're not going to come on board?
I go to dock. Well, can I dock in the hangar? Can we open up the hangar?
Yeah.
That's where I dock then.
Okay. So, Lawrence is done fixing the arm. He is going to go back to the monitor and reroute power to the door for the hangar, leaving you two guys to fix that.
All right.
Or one of you to fix it and one of you fly.
Well, you got pilot?
Small craft.
So either of us can pilot. So
well, that's small craft is like airplanes and shit.
Yeah.
No, small craft is
flying is airplanes.
Yeah. Pilot flyer, flyers, atmosphere. Yeah.
So you have piloting.
Piloting small craft.
So she'd be able to fly.
All right.
Fly the free trader. Fly the tug. Anything less than 100 tons.
Yeah. The tug's giant. The tug has ginormous engine. It's like it's a fairly big ship, but like 90% of it's just engines.
What's its tonnage?
So. Oh, I don't remember.
All right.
But anyway, she can fly it. Not like the monitor. It's a different type of large-ass ship than the other one. Like, it's not huge. It's just all engines.
So if you want to fly, I'll patch. Unless you want to patch, and I'll fly.
Doesn't matter.
Who's got the most experience patching?
Who's the engineer? Mechanic?
Engineering. That is also engineering.
Also engineering.
I only have life support engineer.
Yeah. But if you have a specialty in one, then you got zero and everything, at least. So you won't take any negatives.
Gotcha.
The negative three bites you in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting zero is like having a bonus.
Yeah, I have engineering zero.
So you want to fly this sucker without launching him out the hole. So roll me a piloting skill.
Oh.
Boy. Roll me an engineering skill.
Well, wait, are we deciding that we want to start moving?
Oh, is that what you're doing? That's what they just said.
Do we want to fly away?
We want to start flying away.
They're going to know that we've got the ship fixed, though.
Well, they're coming to kill us anyway.
Eight flat. Yeah. So. Right.
Yeah, you're fine.
Or, well, nine, actually, with that. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Freaking six again. I keep rolling sixes.
All right. Six is good. Six is average. All right. I mean, you're a seasoned space vet. Being the merchant marine, you got to do a little bit of everything. So you're doing all right. All right, give me a piloting check. Give me a sensor check.
Sensor check.
Yeah.
Seven. Pardon me, six.
All right. So the fighters have noticed something happening, and they are going faster now.
All right. So they are engaging. Am I in the hangar yet?
No. Give me a piloting skill.
Five.
Five? All right. You get into the hangar, but you bump a few things.
Okay. What am I bumping?
Just like hydraulics for the door and things like that.
Okay.
So Larry can't close the door now.
Crap. That means I can't leave. Unless I have a vac suit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I don't have a vac suit. I go on the intercom. Hey, everyone. Something happened to the door. It won't close.
What do you mean something?
I don't know. I'm not the mechanic. Okay, fine, Yaz. I had a little trouble going in there. I'm really nervous right now.
All right.
Fair enough. Is he going to be able to use the turret from like being able to shoot outside the airlock?
Yeah. Well, it's not an airlock. It's a giant door.
Well, yeah.
God, that'd make me...
the hangar.
All right. Larry's like, all right, you just sit tight. I'm going to help the others. Hey, guys, I'm coming back. So Larry comes back. He's helping you weld. You guys are starting to move. You're sitting there. Where are you going to be in your ship?
Well, I guess I'm sitting there right in the pilot's chair going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? All
right, while you're doing that, they fly in the door. One of them almost runs into the side. Nice. And they land. And they're just kind of sitting there. And you can't quite see into their cockpit windows from your cockpit. But it's been a couple minutes. And I don't know. Maybe they're deciding, trying to figure out what to do. Because the door's not, like, why is the door open? The door's not closing. There's no air out there. They're in space-proof suits for emergencies in case something happens. So they could get out if they wanted to. But a couple minutes go by, and they haven't done so yet.
Three-part question, one observation. Can I shoot them in this airlock? If I shoot them in this airlock, what is that going to do to the ship? What is that going to do to my ship?
Okay.
And my observation is...
I don't know, what kind of skills you got for thinking?
Got a 12 intellect. I have... Well, I have sensors, computers, and comms, so...
Give me a roll with your intellect bonus, plus one for your service experience.
Seven.
All right. So, I mean, this is a... You're in a giant hangar bay.
Yeah.
They're about... The closest one to you is, like, 30 meters away, and the other one's, like, a little bit. You can see, like, half of it sticking out from the other one, another 20 meters away. That's only, like, half the hangar bay. Okay. Maybe less than half the hangar bay. So, I mean, you're in a ship surrounded by an asteroid. If stuff happens, I mean, there's going to be some damage to the ship. Probably not going to explode or anything. You know, the supply is above you, and engineering's below you.
How much bigger is my ship compared to their ships?
It's like twice their size.
I'm twice the size of them? Can I ram them? Oh, can yeah. I set my ship on their ships, thus negating the fact that they're ships anymore?
It might be a tight squeeze just because of the ceiling.
Yeah.
But
I could ram him?
Yeah, you can give it
a shot. Can I ask a question on his behalf?
Well, why tell you what?
No.
Would they be able to pick up our comms if we're communicating?
They were actively trying to find communication, maybe.
Could I find out whether or not they're intercepting my communication? Well, let me rephrase that. Yes, I can, because that's how communications work. But in this world, would I be able to have secure comms and be aware that they are in fact secure?
Yeah, but you guys are all like talking, like they're all in their vac suits and stuff, so they're talking on an open network. Okay. I mean, it's on a channel. They would have to be on the same channel.
So they would be able to say someone's talking. They'd be able to detect that there's communications happening, even if they couldn't figure out that we're talking. Okay. So I can't let you all know what I'm doing. So, Drix don't fuck around. So Drix is going to ram these ships with his ship in the hope that A, they won't be able to shoot at me. B, they won't be able to fly away. And C, hopefully I'll survive.
Okay. You hit him with a pointy end.
Is that where the most armor is?
No, it's where you are. Oh.
Then no.
Okay. Just want to kind of like slide over them?
Just side swipe.
Are you trying to actually get on top of them as much as you can, or just run into...
Well, I guess because of the ceiling, I wouldn't be able to, so it'd be me just kind of really ramming them in.
Hit one and hit the other one and the other one into the...
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe. I want to disable their ships. I can't shoot... Well, I can shoot at them, but that could cause... I don't know. I think ramming them would be a smarter idea. I'm going to ram him.
All right. Make a pilot check.
You know what? When I'm doing it, that's when I hit the comm button.
Okay.
Hey, the ships are in the hangar. I'm going to ram them. And then I do it.
All right.
Seven.
All right. Okay, so you hit the first one.
Boom.
Like, there's no air there, so I guess there's no sound.
Oh, that's right.
But well, I like sound.
I'm sure I'm going to hear some sound.
Your ship starts creaking. Your poor, already messed up doghouse.
Oh, the doghouse.
You hit one to the side. It lifts. They were just kind of... you hit it. It launches. I mean, there's no gravity or anything, so it just like moves really easy. Hits the other one. It kind of rolls up on its side, and its wing gets jammed into the overhead, It snaps off and he rolls and hits the bulkhead on the other side. Glass breaks and the pilot is climbing out. The other one flips over and he starts to fly it.
Hopefully that's it. He does it.
Right? He goes forward into and hits the wall of the kitchen that's aligned with the elevator. Ooh. So now he is smashed into the wall. There's a big hole in the bulkhead now that just still sitting there. Its engine is glowing a little bit. The engine is on, but it just, you know, looks like it's kind of idling. And he's just halfway in through the bulkhead. Some couple of sparks because there was power in the kitchen or whatever, but not much seems to be happening otherwise.
All right, and then the other guy's out of his ship?
Yeah, the other guy, he's just kind of tumbling right now because there's no...
But he's in a backseat.
Yeah.
Can I shoot him with my turret?
Yeah, make a turret. Make a gunner check.
Can I ask a technology question?
Yeah.
With the proximity of said person, could a sandcaster be used to kill them?
I was just thinking about a sandcaster,
too.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. I can shoot him with chaff? That would totally kill him.
Well, I was thinking about shooting the ships with the sandcaster if they were that close. You know, like
they're kind of like shooting bullets.
I was thinking he could
with a shotgun.
I was thinking, man, I wonder if he uses a sandcaster, then he doesn't worry about blowing a hole in the side of the boat or anything.
That's where I was at.
Yeah. Anyway,
I want to do that then.
You think so?
Makes sense. Oh, I don't have any turret. I just have gun combat.
Oh no.
Right? What else? Oh, it's gunner. I don't have gunner.
Oh no.
Well, they always give it a shot.
Yeah. Hope for a good roll. All
right, let's do it.
All right.
Try to shoot him with the sandblaster.
All right.
Or shoot the guy with the sandblaster.
Okay. God, imagine you wouldn't have to actually hit him, would you? I think it's just going to explode all over the place.
7 minus 3. So 4.
All right. You miss him.
Bet you he's scared shitless now, though.
Okay. Yes. There's an explosion of glittering sand all over the place. And the concussion makes him go spinning off into the side of the wall.
Okay.
And then he bounces off of it. And he's nothing's happening for a second. But then he starts moving again.
He was stunned.
All right. How much closer is the slow boat and the free trader?
Oh, you can't tell from there.
Oh, well, I mean, I could still detect the amount of time between them.
You
want
to guess
now
how much time you went?
Yeah.
All right. Assuming, that, I mean, the free trader is pretty fast.
Yeah.
So assuming it didn't speed up, you know, you got like another 10 minutes. If it did speed up, could be there, could be outside. It cannot get through. It's much bigger than your ship. It cannot get into the hangar bay.
Wow, really? The free trader's bigger than my ship?
Yeah, your ship's not that big.
So as long as they don't shoot. All right. I prepped the ship to get the fuck. Ooh. I prepped the ship to leave just in case I got to get out of that hangar.
All right. There's like no more artificial gravity in there or anything, so you just be landed or anything.
Oh, so now I'm just kind of floating there now?
Yeah, you kind of have to like hover yourself.
Okay. I just want to be able to get the hell out of there.
All right. So you're preparing yourself to make an escape out the back door?
Yeah.
All right. So the ship's moving. Pernicke's piloting. You've got this sucker welded up enough that you could probably start turning crap on and whatever if you wanted. You probably want to throw a few more layers on there before you jump it.
Okay.
Try to jump. But, you know, like maybe another 20 minutes of work that would be.
Okay.
Between the two of you. You and Larry.
Alright.
Oh, that's alright. Larry's back.
Yeah, Larry's come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, if Larry wants to keep welding, I'll start firing up some systems.
Alright. Roll me engineering. Give me electronics and engineering.
Okay. Electronics, call that an 8.
All right.
And then
engineering. Six.
Okay. You're powering stuff up. Can you give me a pilot check, Fernie?
Yes.
The system seems to be coming back on okay.
Five.
You notice that the free trader is much closer now than you expected it. And it is locking on to your guys' ship. Specifically, give me sensors. Sensors is what I wanted, not piloting. I'm sorry.
Eight.
It looks like it's trying to lock onto the arms. Blow up the arms and so you can't take the monitor with you. Now give me a piloting check.
Nine.
Oh, well, that's good timing. So you were able to... So you see it coming and you are able to maneuver the ship in around another asteroid. And
there you go, you're flying.
It shoots off and it hits the... You put the monitor ship in between you and the Far Trader. And it, you know, doesn't do much to the monitor because it's a giant warship.
It's a big rock.
And you got the jump drives. Jump drives are firing up.
Cool.
And you think you got like 5 minutes before you can make a jump.
Okay. Should probably tell Drix.
Yeah.
I'm just looking out that Drix. Door. Drix here.
Looks like we'll be able to make that jump here in 5 to 10 minutes.
Where's that slow boat?
What slow boat? Over.
There's two other ships out there. Where are they?
I don't know. You tell me, Scout.
Oh, yeah. You guys you're next to him.
Y'all, I'm really freaking out here.
We just dodged one trying to take the arm off of the ship.
Oh.
Of the,
Yeah, you guys are like in the same. You guys are in the same area, so you can hear everything that you're.
All
right. So it's here.
Oh.
We need to secure that scout ship to the deck before we jump.
Can I do that myself?
Got a vac suit.
I need help.
All right.
Oh God.
I'll go down there.
All right. All right. I'll keep working here.
There's a. A hailing sound. Oh. And then Larry's like, oh no. He hits a button. It's like kind of another Varger image comes up on the monitor. It's like, Lawrence! And it's a lady Varger. And she's yelling. You hear her. She's yelling at him in Varger, telling him that she's going to rip his guts out, feed his balls to fish. She's just swearing at him. She's mad.
Why?
Can I hear this, Matt?
Yeah, you can get some audio.
Yeah, all right.
It just sounds like a bunch of growling and grunting to you.
All right, good to know.
And so he's like, he gets down, he's hauling down to the thing, and he's taking an extra vac suit with him. All right. Anything else you want to do? Still got a guy floating around out there?
Is he doing anything besides floating around?
Yeah, he's trying to get some momentum going to go grab onto something and steady himself.
All right. Well, if Larry's coming down to help me, I'm not going to do anything to make it more difficult. But if that guy or that person in that suit starts moving, or if that other ship looks like it's doing something other than being in the wall, I'm waiting for him to show up.
Okay.
Or if there's something that I can shoot at, then I'll shoot through the door.
All right. Pricky, give me a sensors check.
Because, again, I want to know where that slow boat is.
Right.
10.
All right. Slow boat is about 15 minutes out.
On the intercom. Slow boat, 15 minutes out.
Okay, as long as we can go, I don't want to fight 50 people.
Okay. The free trader is coming around to make another pass at you.
Oh, no.
You want to try and dodge it?
You think you're going to be flying, but here you are.
You don't have to roll nothing for dodge. It's automatic.
Okay.
What's your piloting skill?
My piloting skill? I have a 1.
Okay. So, make a piloting check.
7.
All right. So, he shoots at you again. He misses again.
Nice.
All right. Lawrence is there. He's in a vac suit. And he's got the other vac suit with him. Vac suits are like... They're like Spider-Man's suit. They just stretch and shrink to
Nice.
Meet the needs of the various people of the fancy government ones.
There we go. Fancy government
Navy,
ones.
Navy
only,
ones.
Only the best.
He's kind of like walking out there. He's got like grab boots on or something. He's going kind of slow. The other guy sees him and tries to get his sidearm from the outside to shoot at him.
Oh! Can I do anything?
Yeah. Maybe.
Initiative's 2d6?
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, initiative, add your intelligence bonus or your dex bonus, whichever you prefer.
Going in. 7.
7? All right. You get to go.
Can I do anything to this guy without potentially hitting Larry?
You could glitter him. Yeah. Glitter him again.
I'll glitter Bob.
Yeah. That cannon's empty.
Oh no.
You gotta go reload.
I need to reload. Oh my god. Does Larry have a weapon?
Yeah, but he doesn't see that the dude's doing. You got the pulse laser still too. Pulse laser is just energy. You got pulse. You can pulse all day.
You got a pulse laser, man. Or you ain't getting your vac suit.
Larry, look out! And then I shoot that guy with a pulse laser.
All right.
That guy being the floater, not Larry.
Well,
thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
And Larry evaporates into a million pieces.
8 minus 3, 5.
A what?
8 minus 3, so 5.
5? You miss him.
Oh. Phew.
But you must startle him because he misses Larry.
All right.
Oh, good.
But there's no sounds. Larry's still like... He sees. Well, I guess he would see you shot. Probably saw you shot. Yeah, it makes sense that he would see you shoot. All right, so Larry sees the guy. Larry's moving faster. Everybody roll initiative.
Everybody roll?
Yeah.
Your int or your dexterity?
I was just going to ask, what are we adding
to that? Either or.
Either your int or your dexterity.
Okay.
You can get initiative by being smart or fast.
Okay, so
quickly or thinking quickly.
Roll plus dexterity?
Yeah.
Or in.
Or in.
Whichever one.
Oh. 7.
I got 8.
Okay.
What do you get, Pernicky?
9. Oh. Wait.
Alright. So Pernicky, what do you want to do? I don't know if there's anything you can do, but
let's see, we have that ship still trying to shoot at me.
The tug has no weapons. Right.
No.
Yeah.
You want to just keep trying to keep
the
monitor between you and that guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me another piloting check.
11.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, you're keeping that guy at bay so far.
Nice.
Good.
the Varger is just yelling louder.
Of course.
Trick?
All right, so that guy is still trying to shoot Larry.
Yeah. He's wobbling a lot more because he used he didn't use a weapon that is, made for space combat.
Probably using a revolver, right?
So he's kind of like, floating backward, kind of spinning around now.
I try to shoot him again. 9 minus 3.
You're putting holes in the,
Great. Put a hole in the ship.
putting holes on the interior of the ship, but.
There we go.
Things seem okay. Fits.
Oh, what can I do?
Just weld faster.
Weld faster, yes. Weld faster.
Key welding. Larry's almost to the ship. And the guy's going to try and shoot him. But he's going to miss. And you've already did a roll to stave off that one guy. Yeah, I guess that's it. There's nothing for him else to do. The slow boat is 5 minutes out.
I suppose I could have tried to talk to... the jaded ex-girlfriend, but I wouldn't do any good.
All right, Pernicky, it's your turn. Give me another pilot check, unless you want to do something else.
3. 3? Yeah.
Don't quite make it that time.
No.
You can see the ship. Drix, you going to go again?
Yeah, we'll take another shot at that guy. Nope. 5,
nope. Fitz, he's working?
Yeah, there's not really much else I can do.
All right, so Larry arrives. He has to jump up in the air, but he gets up to the airlock, and he's letting himself in. And the dude totally misses, And now he's like really spinning. He's like up against the wall now.
Would it help if I assisted Larry docking the ship? Or would I just be able to really do what I can from the bridge?
Yeah, you're just going to go down and you need a pilot to actually land on the ship. And then he'll get some...
do some chalk and chain.
Connectors.
Okay.
Chalk and chain it.
And then we can get the hell out of here.
And then you can get off the boat and then you can help him...
Close the door.
Okay.
All right. Cutting it close to time on that boat coming.
So the free
thing we do.
The free trader misses the arm but hits the tug. Oh. Yikes. You were reading Space Combat. Maybe it's on my screen.
It was in. Yeah. What are you looking for?
How much damage a pulse laser would do?
Pulse laser does 2D.
And I don't have a ton of armor. So, take some damage. The ship rocks a little bit. The lights go on and off.
No.
Oh, shaking. You're shaking in your seat.
But everything settles down. Seems to be okay. All right.
We're good here. We're good.
Everything's good. We're fine.
Then you make a pilot check.
8.
All right. Jerk's your turn.
So if Larry's on, then I want to meet him at the airlock to put on the hat, the vac suit.
Okay. So you're doing that. Fitz?
Work faster.
All right. All right. You guys cycle the lock. He gives you the suit. Says he's going back out. And he'll wave you to one of the blocks where he can lock you down.
All right.
And that's it.
Then with my fancy back suit on, I do that.
All right. So next round, give me another piloting check. Because you successfully maneuvered that other one into there.
8.
Oh, man. Look at her. Doctor.
Nice fly.
Doctor Pilot. No, I had it in me.
Doctor yeah. Pilot. All right, Drix, make a piloting check. You land this sucker.
8. That's serious.
8. Great. All right.
I'll send you.
Cool. You land, thanks. No problem.
That would be awesome.
Sensors go off to tell you that the ship's secured. And you're good to go.
All right. Then I'm... I'm going to go out there, and first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take my laser pistol, I'm going to shoot that guy.
Okay.
Because he's not shooting me when I'm trying to work.
True.
I'm going to shoot him.
It's dark, kind of dark still.
Yeah?
Because it's just the red lights. It's kind
do
of
I not to, have, like, a fancy...
No.
Stack.
It's kind of hard to see him, but you can take a shot at him.
You know what? I can shoot and move.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Laser. Oh, what do I have to do to hit?
Oh, 2d6. It's range, so plus your dex bonus.
9.
And he's not dodging because he doesn't know what the hell's going on.
All right, so I got a 9.
You hit him.
All right, so my damage is...
Wait, are you using your flamethrower?
I'm using my laser pistol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, not my flamethrower. That's close range and personal. This guy gets the thing that has the traits in 0G.
All right.
So I'm not going like this.
No disintegrations for this guy.
All right, damage is 3D plus 3. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 plus 3. That's 14 damage.
Okay. You hit him. His body bounces back into the wall again from the pressure being hit. And he's tumbling through the air. Can't really tell if he's alive or dead.
He's just flailing around?
He's just ragdolling
everywhere. Does he still have his gun in his hand?
No.
All right. Objective complete.
Right.
I holster mine, and I go and help Larry with the door.
All right. So Larry's got a bag of tool, backpack of tools with him. He's just, there's some stuff that's bent up. He's just trying to, he's got a big sledgehammer. He's trying to hit some stuff in place. There's some giant sockets that came loose, and he hands you a wrench that obviously goes to those sockets.
Okay. Intercom. Yeah. Hey, how close is that boat?
Did you make a sensory check?
Slow boat.
11.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
All right. I start wrenching some stuff.
All right. So we're back at the top.
I do imagine a very comically large wrench.
All right. Make another pilot check, Fernie. Like,
with my little legs.
12.
12? Boom.
Oh, my goodness. She's keeping that meteor, keeping that ship in between you guys.
That's great.
All right, Drix.
Yeah.
Good job, Fernie.
Make an engineering check.
Oh, engineering check. 9 minus 3.
All right. You're almost done.
Yeah, you're almost done.
You're almost done. He's having a hard time. You got the wrench screwed. He's still sledgehammering away at this thing, trying to get it straightened out.
But he's got
the arm's kind of like a little bit crooked. But he's got another hammer. You want to give him some help?
I do.
All right. Let's see. He doesn't get attacked because the ship's in the way. So give me another piloting check.
9.
All right. Drix is next. Okay, Drix, make another.
I hammer the hell out of this thing. Is it a strength check?
Yeah, give me strength. I don't think we're doing some sophisticated engineering here.
Excellent. That is not a negative. 3. I'm bending with my back, not my knees.
All right, but you know what? That little help. That little bit helped because I got 12.
Oh, nice.
So it just goes, king, pops back in this spot. And Lawrence says on the radio, okay, we just need to close the door now. It's fixed. Just give me another minute.
Close the damn doors!
Actually, I don't think we can close the door. We don't have any power.
Power?
Hold on.
We get power or we die. Come on, Larry.
I'm going back. Let's go, Drix.
All right, I'm going.
So he's running as fast as he can.
I look to the fighter.
And then he stops. And he sees the fighter that is smashed into the wall and made a big hole in all. And he's like, I got a little problem. The station where I was riding the power from has got a fighter parked on it. I don't think it's going to work.
Parked on it? Please clarify.
The enemy fighter crashed into it.
I rammed it. I rammed the ship.
Good job, Drix. Good job.
The scout ship is...
good job.
The scout ship is secure. I think we can jump. At least a short jump.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Hit it.
Wait till we get in there.
30 seconds and hit it.
If I have to.
Do we have to go into the tundra, or can we just not be in the hangar bay?
Yeah, we just can't be in the hangar bay.
All right, let's not be in the hangar bay and tell them to punch him.
All right. Fergie, give me another pilot check.
6.
Nope.
Woo, it's a little more tough here. Now we got stuff.
Fitz,
trying to get together.
Give me a jump drive check.
All
right. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Drix's turn. All right, we get in there. We'll get in there.
What am I jump driving?
We'll get in there in a turn. Go ahead, jump drive.
Yeah. Okay.
Astrogation.
9.
All right. So.
10.
10.
With engineering?
Yeah.
Well, astrogation. Astrogation.
Oh, astrogation. Yeah, that'd be 10. Yeah.
It would be jump drive.
Would it be jump drive?
Yeah.
Is there a jump drive ability?
Yeah. It's under engineering.
Oh. Oh, then, yeah, it would just be 9 then.
Anyway, you can activate the jump drives. The role is really just to see if you fuck up the jump or not and end up...
like out in...
somewhere else. Okay. Another place.
$10 Twoville. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have to cut power to some... You have to cut power to somewhere, though.
Like
maneuvering or life support systems or...
Well, we got vac suits on. I'm cutting life support.
There you go.
All right. All right. You Millennium Falcon your way out of there.
Nice.
Stars or whatever, and you jump. And you escape. How far are you jumping?
We're going to Cass. What was that?
We're going to. Well, yeah, we're going to Kaylee.
Yeah, well, you didn't punch anything in the system before you left, so.
So we're just going anywhere.
Yeah, but you can come out of jump anytime you want. So like.
Okay.
Walston's a system away.
Well, but we don't have any direction. We're just wildly jumping.
Score.
So we'll stop in the next sector.
Yeah, I mean, or you can stop now, take your bearings, and. Go whatever.
Let's do that.
You would have to go somewhere where you can refuel because you just wasted all the fuel jumping.
Oh, okay.
But how do we do that if we have no destination? I mean, what if we end up just out, like, out in empty space?
No, what I'm saying is when you pick your space, you're not going to be able to do, like, a four-thing jump. You need to pick a destination, go refuel. Because using the entirety of the four, if you've jumped your entire four spaces that you could jump, then you would lose all that fuel. But if you're just jumping and then turning it off and coming back out, okay, you'd still have, like, you know, two or three jump distance left in you.
Okay.
But you're going to want to refuel.
Then we need to get to Flammarion, right?
No, he's going to Collis.
Which Collis thinks on this map.
That's okay.
It's down there.
It's down there. We're right here.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're still have to go to Walton.
What's a Class E?
Class E, some dirt where you can land.
Okay, Class C?
It's not. Class C is...
Class E.
Yeah, Class E. Class C is, that's Walston. I mean, it's just, you know, it had a couple of actually nicely built, but there's like no real anemones. There's nothing fancy about it.
Okay.
Just some concrete where you can land and stuff.
That's right, we came from Walston.
Yeah. Okay, what about Squalia?
Yeah, there's nothing there. Okay, so, yeah, so see those little gas planet looking things?
Yeah.
So that means that system has a gas planet, and you can go there and drop your vacuum and vacuum up some fuel and refuel.
Okay.
That's why 567908, that's why when you went there, you actually had like a refueling station. They actually bring fuel there for people who need to make that jump.
Okay.
Who can't make that jump, like when you were on the autumn thingy. So it would take you two jumps to get the cars. A two-week trip where you guys would each get $5,000.
How is that a two jump?
Because he's got a four jump.
Oh, he's got a four jump.
So from Bowman, 1, 2, 3, 4 to Tarkin, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 to Collis.
Okay,
let's go to Tarkin then.
Yeah, you don't have fuel for that. You'd have to go to Noctolcol.
Noctolcol?
Yeah, because you just dump some fuel with this one jump.
Okay.
So you'd go, if you went three, you can go to Noctolcol system and
So that symbol there means a spaceport, right?
No, that symbol means the gas giant.
Oh, gas giant. Okay, so we could fuel up there.
Yeah.
Okay, then why don't we go to Noctolcol?
Okay.
And we'll gas up there. Sound good?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yep.
So, man, you guys all did some good flying. I haven't seen any flying that like that in a while.
Right? Good job, Pernicky.
We have some practice. Yeah, good job, Pernicky. You kept us alive.
You did.
That scout ship seen better days.
Oh,
you guys
wow.
aren't taking care of it.
Well, you know, got tricks crashing into things, you know.
Speaking of which, I pull out my laser pistol and I go check in on that other pilot.
He's dead.
Okay. I'll be back. I'm going to get some bacon and eggs.
All the pilots are dead.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, good news. We got two fighters.
Right? Well, maybe one and a half.
Well, yeah, that's right. Maybe there'll be enough where we can get one fighter. Ooh. Maybe those fighters will fit in our hangar bay. Pernicky, we just got you a boat. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to fit in your ship.
Damn.
Ship's not that much bigger than them. I think I'm going to be out of a job. You guys use another crewmate? I can cook. I got some nice bikes.
We confer with my...
I didn't see a life raft or anything on your guys' boat.
Well, you got an extra mattress?
Oh, there's mattresses all over this thing. All
right, you're in.
All right, then.
What's the name of that ship?
It's Doghouse.
Fucking kidding me.
No?
Oh, wait, that's right. That's super racist. Stella.
Kimmy came with the ship, so it's her house.
That's right. We might have to amend it. Have to be the Hound House. Because Wright isn't dog a really derogatory statement.
Whatever.
Larry called Kimmy a dog earlier.
Okay. That's canon. Doghouse. The Doghouse.
The Doghouse.
Dog. My apologies. Sorry, Kimmy.
All right, guys. Get to call us. No problem.
I think we all learned a valuable lesson today.
Yeah, Drix, if you need help learning how to fly that thing, I might be able to...
Oh, man.
Get your handle on that.
I like flight lessons. Drix is in. You know what? I think I'm going to write a song about this.
Need some turret lessons, too.
Yes. You know, they said the computer was going to shoot it for me, but the damn thing wouldn't.
I don't know what to tell you about that one.
The computer's down. That's what happens when you rely on electronics too much.
That's right.
Oh, so every time my friend would watch Star Trek, like every other episode, they'd lose, we're like watching it, and they lose contact with engineering. And engineering, they think engineering's going to blow up, so we got to shoot the core out and kill all those people. Let's give them a few minutes. But no, they're trying to fix it. Oh, but we fixed it, but we've lost communication. I'm like, man, some sound-powered telephones would be really handy right there.
That's right.
And he's like, it's the 23rd century. We don't need sound-powered telephones. And he'd never been on a boat before. He actually got sent to a boat.
Yeah.
For a week, and when he came back, he goes, hey man, those sound-powered telephones are pretty handy.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that was our second adventure for the Galactic Nomads Traveler RPG series. If you liked it, subscribe and listen again. If you really liked it, throw a dollar at us. That's less than 20 cents per podcast. If you include our other two options, books versus movies, and or say book two movie, and our science fiction movie review, and then I also get some bonus content too, other traveler goodies. So I'm Jason,
Justin,
I'm Steven,
Bridget,
and we're signing off. Thanks.
Leave a comment on YouTube. Those are always constructive and fun.